Welcome to Lesson 2, The Power of Awareness. Most of the time, when we're caught in a struggle, or when we imagine how we're going to grow or change, we identify that something's wrong with us, there's some problem, and we begin to have a plan to fix it. In a sense, we spend our lives identifying things that aren't right, in creating plans to remedy what we identify as wrong. What this ends up doing is creating an endless cycle where we give reality to something by the way we judge it, then create a dream about how we'll escape the very reality created by our judgment. The difference between the work we're attempting to do here and work that's about fixing or changing, is that we really understand that by the very nature of awareness, we're more than what we perceive. That's the fundamental maxim. If I'm aware of something, if I will look at it without judgment, if I can gaze directly at what I'm feeling without reaction, if I can just breathe softly, steadily, and see clearly, oh yes, here am I angry. Oh yes, here am I concerned for the future. Oh yes, here am I believing that what happened in the past might repeat itself or in some way compromises my potential to live a full life. Instead of then having to do anything, creating some plan that we imagine will bring us to the happiness we need or want, the key to real change is in being able to look directly at our experience, directly at ourselves, without reaction, non-judgmentally, choicelessly. It is this that gives us true power. Because you are more than what you're aware of, if you don't react and start into a new dream, a new series of stories, the distance that your awareness gives you from what it is looking at allows your experience to change naturally. This process can be called differentiation. I differentiate from something because I see it clearly. In the act of seeing, the part of me that sees, like the kite flyer, from the previous lesson, has distance from the kite that it observes. I have distance from my mood. I see my mood. Unless I tell myself a story that the mood is bad, which starts me into a depressive cycle of what's wrong with me and what should I do now, or blaming others, or hoping that it'll change, if I just stay quiet, if you just let yourself look, awareness itself gives you the power to restore a sense of wholeness. Take your bottle of water with the mud in it. Hopefully now it's clear, it's had time to settle. This is a kind of analogy with our own bodies. When we're calm, when we're quiet, our mud settles, we're peaceful, we're in the present. We hear sounds, the smells are fresh in our nose. The light plays in front of us on the leaves, on the plants, in the room. And then we have a thought. I should be doing more. It's not good for me to just be relaxing here. In the moment you have that thought, it creates a sense of stress. So shake your bottle up. That's what happens in our bodies. Suddenly we become muddy. Suddenly we become polluted. But what the power of awareness is to turn directly toward that state of agitation and without any judgment, just observe. If you don't add a story, I have to be different. I'm no good. This isn't acceptable. Any of those kinds of thoughts, then the mud will settle back by itself and you'll be clear. Arriving in clearness, clarity, and calm you'll immediately know that it's time to stand up, return to whatever it is that's important to do now, and there's no sense of guilt, there's no sense of urgency. So you're in the best possible state of mind to accomplish as much as needs to be done. Let's do a simple meditation to help understand how awareness gives us the power to settle our mud and start anew in ourselves. Choose something recently, a situation, a circumstance at work, a time when you were muddy, when your thoughts were agitated, when your feelings were disturbed. Visualize yourself clearly. See yourself in that situation, as if you were just a little above you, looking down. There you are, angry, frustrated. Things aren't going the way you want them to. There's too much to do. You're feeling overwhelmed. Just see him or her. What is he doing? What is she doing? Just observe. She's really feeling irritated now. He's feeling hopeless. He just wants to quit. Make no judgment. Just look. Now he's really in a bad mood. Now she's trying to be a pleaser. Let yourself see yourself with tenderness. Let yourself see yourself just exactly as you were in that situation. Gently. Let yourself see yourself as if from a distance. No judgment. Accept who you see. What did she have to believe to get herself so wrought up about herself? What were her stories about herself? What did she have to believe about the situation or about the people there at the time? What were her stories about those people? What were her judgments about the circumstances? Her you stories. From your position, sitting above, looking down, observing how she became muddy, believing certain things about the circumstance, believing things about herself, telling herself stories about what the future would be like. Just simply quietly observe. Oh, that's how she got so muddy. Oh, that's how he became so angry. So impatient that he exploded at work and made one of his employees feel really angry and unseen. Oh, look at that. Look at what he was believing about what he needed to accomplish, about how things should be. So just see that you got muddy at that time because of the stories you were telling yourself, the way you were reacting to what you were feeling. But as you sit now in this place of non-reactive, non-judgmental observation, feel the distance you have from that you, the you of that situation. No judgment. Becoming conscious of what you were believing, the stories you were telling yourself. Feel how you can look at the situation with compassion for yourself, with empathy for the others that were involved, with clarity about what your mind was doing at the time. It's a wonderful practice to step away from yourself and visualize yourself without any judgment. But often what happens is that we don't see ourselves without judgment. We don't exercise the power of our awareness. Instead, what happens is that we step outside of ourselves and castigate ourselves. One of our me subpersonalities takes over and judges us. So here's the important thing to understand. The deeper awareness sees things as they are and makes no judgment. It sees you as you are and makes no judgment. It sees others as they are, without reaction, without needing to change anything. But if it's not the deeper awareness, then one of your own subpersonalities will take over. It'll tell you you need to be nice, and so you'll start to be a pleaser. It'll tell you you need to be forgiving. The saint in your consciousness will say, oh, the saint subpersonality will say, oh, I understand why they behaved that way. But you won't really be seeing from the deeper awareness. Practice observing without reaction until the mud settles in the bottle, until your body feels calm and quiet. Once you're calm and quiet, you'll know what you need to do, what behavior you'll change. You won't be trying to fix yourself. You'll be growing, understanding yourself more completely. In this lesson, one of the ways we can exercise the power of awareness is to step away from ourselves and refer to ourselves as he or him or she or her, and to look without judgment, to look with acceptance. If you can't look with acceptance, then observe which subpersonality is looking that can't accept. And step away from that subpersonality and see, oh, there's my critic. There's my inner judge. There's my perfectionist. There's my controller. And she's looking at how I was. And she's so unaccepting. And yet with the power of awareness, you can look at the critic, at the perfectionist, without reaction. Oh yes, these are parts of the personality. These are parts of the ego. By the very act of seeing without reaction, you're more than what you see. And in that more than, you begin to transform.